The diocese hasn't put in planning permission. The situation of the land is that a new church hall has been built, and it's always been part of the plan that when the new church hall would be built, that the old one would be sold and disposed of to recoup towards the cost of the building of the new hall. So we've built the new church hall. It's actually a combined project with the parish and with the diocese, and so we're now in the process of disposing of the site that has the old church hall and the, I think it was the caretaker's house on it. It's a joint site.
Do you not feel it's important to have consulted the residents of New Malden before you did that? And especially with this building, which is loved so much. And
it's really not for me to say what the future purchaser might do. I would like to say a couple of things. First of all, we believe the new church hall is a really good resource for the local parish and the local community. You may be aware that all the former regular users of the old hall are using the new hall, so the community facility is continuing. The other point to make is that it is our hope, that the designation of community use continues with the intended use of the site once it is sold, but that will be a matter for the purchaser. Regarding the facade, again, that really would be a matter for the council. It's not for us. The parish, regarding consultation, you know, the parish does operate within its community, and there's been a great deal of support for the new hall. And it's been a very open process, a very openly marketed process. It's been a completely open process.
The first I knew about the parish hall going was when I saw the petition on Facebook.
Right. Well, all I know is that we have had the site actively and openly marketed through agents for some time. And there hasn't been a request for planning permission. There has, as you would expect with such a step, been the normal informal inquiries to the council regarding pre-application, but there's been no planning permission. In terms of the way we would go about this, I think that if you see a new church hall, a brand new church hall, I think it's very reasonable to consider that the old church hall may be sold to enable the new church hall to recoup some of the costs.
We're losing a bit of history there. It's a beautiful building, and like you quite rightly said, the new church hall is being used for the community, but I wouldn't call it the most beautiful building. It's not historical. Yes, it's attached to the church. I remember the old vicarage that was there that was torn down, and there was a bit of controversy over that. Is it morally right for the church to get rid of this beautiful building and just sell off the land when you don't know what's going to go there and whether the old building can be saved in any way?
We actually don't know what will happen to the old church hall. We're not in a position to say what will happen to the old church hall. We are properly, fully and openly selling the site. It's not necessarily the case that the facade or the hall will change. That we do not know. What we are doing is selling the site.